Hello, everyone. Hello, hello. Welcome back to Weird World Adventures, the podcast. I'm your host, Mallory Mackey, and I'm here to show you just how weird this world of ours really is. And today we're going to be talking about something extra special to me. We're going to be talking about the Monroe Institute. Now, the Monroe Institute is a basically more or less meditation center in the foothills of Faber, Virginia. It's a place I've done programs at and a place I also write for as well for their blog. So we're going to start with me just reading you a little something I wrote about the Monroe Institute so you get a better idea and the basics before we go into the Hemisync technology, their new Monroe Sound Science, and some of the programs I've taken, including one that I just finished this week called Starlines. But let's start at the beginning right now. Hidden in the foothills of the gorgeous Blue Ridge Mountains in Faber, Virginia, sits the Monroe Institute, a spiritual center that might just change your life. Have you ever wondered what it's like to have an out-of-body experience or to experience different levels of consciousness? Or perhaps you want to learn how to relax into deeper meditative states, or just really get to know yourself better? Either way, all of this happens at the Monroe Institute. The Monroe Institute was founded by Robert Allen Monroe, a radio broadcasting executive who became famous for using audio technology to help induce different states of consciousness. He sensationalized the idea of the out-of-body experience, making it a term we know today. The Institute states that their mission is to advance the exploration of human consciousness and the experience of expanded states of awareness as a path to creating a life of personal freedom, meaning, insight, and happiness. Today, over 30,000 people from around the world have come to the Institute to attend their programs, hoping to have an out-of-body experience themselves, as well as to expand their knowledge of themselves and gain a greater understanding of the overall universe. The Institute uses audio technology to guide guests into different states of consciousness. Monroe and his team developed Hemisync, which is an audio technology meaning hemispheric synchronization, based on the idea that audio tones can encourage the two hemispheres of the brain to work together to allow one to move into different states of consciousness. You can purchase some of the activities online, and millions have. However, there will be nothing like attending the full program at the Institute itself. It's the perfect spiritual getaway and a great choice for an alternative vacation. They also do, I should say, offer online programs now as well, so you can take a virtual retreat from the comfort of your own home if you are just very far away and unable to make it to Virginia. If you're curious to know what to expect in more detail, think of it as a six-night getaway in a peaceful lodge with many guided, meditative-like exercises throughout the days. There will also be lectures and coaching during your time there. The specifics, however, will vary depending on the program. If you are planning to attend a program, the course to start with in your deeper journey into yourself and the universe is Gateway Voyage. In Gateway, the goal is to accelerate your ability to go farther, deeper, and faster into different dimensions of your consciousness. After completing Gateway Voyage, you can expand your knowledge by attending a number of different programs with focuses from lucid dreaming to effortless meditation to journeying into afterlife states. People come to the Monroe Institute for a number of different reasons, whether you're coping with your own demons, looking for a place to find peace within yourself, or looking to understand more about yourself and the overall world. This is definitely something unique that is worth experiencing. So I encourage you to take an alternative vacation this year and visit the Monroe Institute. So my first experience with the Monroe Institute, actually, they are in our pilot episode of the TV show Weird World Adventures, and I didn't even realize they were very close to where I grew up. And when I was planning a road trip and filming the first episode of Weird World, I was Google searching, I guess, some of the coolest and weirdest and most exciting places around the area, and they came up. And so we connected, and I filmed an interview with Jenny Wedby, who runs a lot of the marketing there now, and it was wonderful. So I had to come back for myself. So I actually went and did their Gateway Voyage program in February of 2020. It was actually the last workshop, or the last program, I should say, that they ran before everything closed for COVID. I left the program a little bit early because I was going on a press trip to Germany. So I remember leaving the Monroe Institute, going straight to Germany, and then coming all the way back and like basically entering lockdown. But it was a wonderful experience. I'm going to tell you here, I guess, a little bit more in details about the Gateway Voyage program I attended before we go into other facets of the audio technology and what it's like. At the Monroe Institute, you get a room. Sometimes you're by yourself. Sometimes there's two people to a room. And you do these meditation exercises with headphones on. One ear is giving you a wavelength that is different from the other, and your brain creates a third wavelength to balance the two. This is called hemisync. This is basically what that technology is in a nutshell. And it's supposed to help you shift into deeper states of consciousness. Your neurology goes with waves, like when a dance, one of the instructors explains. The purpose of it all is for everyone to be able to explain that they are more than their physical body, that there is more to them than what we know, and that you can find and explore these different states of consciousness. It's a place free of drugs and alcohol, so you truly know that what you are experiencing, you are doing on your own. So me not being a drinker, never having done drugs, all of that stuff, is definitely the place for me to go. The grounds of the Monroe Institute offer a true mountain getaway experience. I stayed the first time at the Nancy Penn Center, and it was perfect. There is a lake that's an easy walk to. There's beautiful mountains surrounding the campus, a peaceful stone labyrinth, and a giant rose quartz crystal on site as well. There is a gym for early morning yoga classes. The Fox Den or common area always had snacks and drinks stocked, a library, and more. And the home-style food for each meal was absolutely incredible, too. I cannot tell you how wonderful the food is there. And I'm from Virginia, so I do miss that delicious home-style cooking, and I can't find a lot like it in LA, and it's definitely something I appreciated while I was at the Monroe Institute. The beds in each room are built like cubbies into a wall. They're called check units. Each has a black curtain over it, so it can serve as a sensory deprivation area if you don't want the light to be affecting you while you're meditating. There are speakers in each unit as well as headphones attached to the wall, so you can sit or lay in your bed and do your meditative exercises in your space. For me, I found that I'm very sensitive to EMF, so the sound equipment being right by my head made me a little nervous or weird sometimes, so I kind of switch sides and put my head at the opposite end of the bed and then use the headphones, and that's much more comfortable for me. Obviously, it's your own space to set up any way you want. I find it's best for me to sit up fully with pillows propping my back and my head against the wall so I can feel nice and relaxed without falling asleep during the meditations, because a lot of times with the audio help, you might feel like you just fall asleep or you click out, sometimes they'll call it, and you might have an experience that you don't even remember. So staying present is easier for me to do from a more sitting position. As I was exploring the different states of consciousness they teach in Gateway Voyage, I could feel a light shifting sensation as I went between these higher states of awareness. I've never felt so awake while almost being asleep. And it's interesting because you can explore these different levels of consciousness or come into them with a purpose or intention to learn something about yourself and get guidance. For me, there were times I felt like I was living in my imagination and getting guidance through seeing things with my mind's eye. Other times I would go into these trance-like states where I was basically asleep but not really. And sometimes during those meditations, I could see visions pop up before my eyes as if I was dreaming, but they were always pretty quick flashes for me. I really did feel like I was dreaming, but I knew that I was very much awake. And then you might notice that there's certain themes or things that become regular to you as you go through these different levels of consciousness. So basically, Bob Monroe had mapped out, okay, if I, you know, set up these frequencies, this is called focus 12, this is focus 15. So he kind of put guideposts in like a map, so to speak, the first ever map of human consciousness, which is very interesting to explore. And it's also interesting that a lot of people have very similar experiences at these different frequencies, which is really cool. I was honestly, for me, shocked how naturally it all came to me. I think you do have to go in with an open mind. I've seen people be like, I just saw the back of my eyelids. And if you're not in it to just, you know, self-reflect and come in with intentions and look at yourself and your problems from all these different perspectives, then you're not going to be able to do any of that. So I feel like you have to be willing to come in and excited and ready to explore. It's definitely more of a transformative and intention-based meditation than it is like mindfulness. And the program teaches you tools that you can take away on your own and use without needing the crutches or the Hemi sink. So they do provide a take-home exercise at the end so you can practice, but it's something that you should be able to do relatively easy even without the sound science after you get back home. Needless to say, this is a journey that has to be experienced firsthand. I encourage you to visit the Monroe Institute because it's perfect for anyone looking to understand more about the world, themselves, or the universe, and the practical application can really carry into any facet of your life, no matter what career you're in. So let's go a little bit more about the audio technology. So like I'm saying, you're either wearing headphones or you're in your check unit when you're meditating, and you have these, you know, two different speakers, basically one in each ear. And the technology that was originally used, it was called HemiSync. Before, more recently, it has been redeveloped into Monroe Sound Science. So HemiSync. In 1975, Bob Monroe registered the first of several patents concerning audio techniques designed to stimulate brain functions until the left and right hemispheres became synchronized. He had dubbed this HemiSync for hemispheric synchronization, and it was used to promote mental well-being or to trigger altered states of consciousness, as we said. His ideas were based on the hypothesis of binaural beats. Monroe indicated that the technique synchronizes the two hemispheres of one's brain, thereby creating a frequency-following response designed to evoke certain effects. All right, let's talk a little bit more about the Monroe Sound Science and what it has become. You know, everything started out as HemiSync, and it has now transitioned more into Monroe Sound Science with new development and designers. The Monroe Audio Support Technology, or Monroe Sound Science, is an audio tool used to help you reach different states of consciousness. In its base form, it offers periodic audio stimulation. What does this mean? We can be emotionally driven to feel certain ways or experience sensations due to sounds. Think about it. We can tune out of a conversation but be immediately thrown back in by the sound of our own name. The songs our mothers sang to us as children can immediately bring a smile to our faces, and there are trigger words we all experience that get us upset instantaneously. As emotional beings, we can quickly be affected by the sounds around us, whether or not we register it's even happening. This is the same with pulses, beats, drums, and vibrations. Everything in life has a bit of its own beat to it. For instance, we have our own heartbeat. And when we hear a slow drum beat, we are going to react differently than we would with a fast, more violent one. The Monroe Sound Science configures this periodic audio stimulation by utilizing over 50 different varieties of audio support, allowing meditators to have more stimulating, more vibrant meditation experiences. But how exactly does this work? I sat down with Monroe Sound Science engineer Bob Holbrook, who described this to me in more detail. He explained that in every musical track we listen to, there is auditory stimulation. In other words, there's more going on than you realize in your headphones and in your brain as you listen to music. You are hearing music, and that's affecting you. But there are also vibrations happening at the same time, being sent into your ears from the music. Audio tones are vibrations. As our brains are 73% water, vibrations can easily influence and synchronize our brains. This was the original thought behind binaural beats. Binaural beats have been around for centuries, though they are gaining much more popularity in modern times. As Robert Monroe began developing his HemiSync technology, binaural beats are what allowed him to trigger hemispheric synchronization in the 1970s. Bob Holbrook explained to me that binaural beats are a form of frequency modulation. To use binaural beats, you put a tone at one frequency in one ear and another with a different frequency in another ear. As those two frequencies come together, that creates a third pattern that the brain interprets as sound. The third pattern or wave is the binaural beat. Different patterns introduced this way can cause different effects. Binaural beats with delta patterns of 0.5 to 4 hertz tend to relax you, opening the door to an awareness to your subconscious mind and intuition. Therefore, they're good for introducing people to Focus 10. It's the first and one of the lightest and easiest levels of consciousness that Bob Monroe had mapped. Binaural beats with theta patterns from 4 to 7 hertz and alpha patterns from 7 to 13 hertz are thought to contribute to creativity as well as relaxation. These are good for moving people up and away from their physical awareness into higher states of focus 12 and focus 15, two more levels of consciousness that Bob Monroe mapped, and they are the bridges to the superconscious. Gamma patterns at 30 to 50 hertz, however, can help meditators connect with their superconscious minds and experience quote-unquote, all that is. It's a very positive, euphoric state. However, Bob explained that binaural beats alone are not capable of producing gamma support. Due to where audio technology was in the 1970s, that was most of what Bob Monroe had to play with to induce these expanded states of consciousness. The binaural beats that he used could be layered and were quite specific for each focus level he mapped, but there were many new technologies that didn't exist that can be added today. Today, Bob Holbrook is now expanding on these ideas by adding new layers to enhance these meditation exercises. While binaural beats are still a tool utilized in Monroe Sound Science, it also includes a variety of new layers of audio stimulation to help with meditative journeys. In our present audio support technologies, we found many ways of influencing this periodic audio stimulation, Bob explained. He told me to think of it this way. Using binaural beats to achieve hemispheric synchronization is like having a small box of crayons that contain just a few primary colors. You can use them, but the picture you create with them will only be in a few hues. When you utilize the broader span of Monroe Sound Science, it's like getting the huge 64 box of every shade of crayon. Then your picture will be extremely vibrant. So in other words, the Monroe Sound Science takes the idea of binaural beats and utilizes more colors, i.e. technologies, to create more intense experiences in different levels of consciousness, the same levels that were mapped out by Bob Monroe back in the 70s. The Monroe Sound Science also supports gamma synchrony, which binaural beats alone could not. By adding gamma synchrony stimulation to the binaural beats, it allows us to connect much more easily to all that is and to experience different states of awareness. On top of that, two main additions found in this technology are phase modulation and amplified modulation. Phase modulation is simply how the brain interprets where a sound is coming from around us. If someone is circling around you and speaking, you can easily close your eyes to point to where they are in relation to your body. Utilizing this as one of the stimuli in the Monroe Sound Support adds another aspect into your journey. It allows the technician to guide you through a more specific experience because you can perceive a single speaker or source of sound moving around you, giving you periodic audio stimulation. Amplified modulation does the same. It basically is a balance or volume knob, if you will, that allows the technician to enhance your journey. Binaural beats, phase modulation, and amplified modulation are the main components to the Monroe Sound Science. However, there are many other smaller effects that can be added to help you navigate through your meditation journey as well. Voices, specific musics, and sound effects can also be added. These and how the music is controlled all blend with other technologies. For instance, Bob mentioned, as a song is playing, we might shift the pitch of the music down a little or slightly lower the tempo, and that will help you relax more. If you take a piece of the music and you slowly lower the tempo as it's being played, a person's heart rate will decrease. So we have many ways of presenting sound to help people relax, turn inward with their intention, and expand that inward intention. And from there, you can see that the Monroe Sound Science is just the manipulation of many different audio effects that allow you to deepen and strengthen your meditation. While Monroe Sound Science does use, in some exercises, the binaural beats and formulaic techniques developed by Bob Monroe, since we have a much broader range of techniques to draw from now, many more aspects can be layered into each exercise. In other words, the Monroe Sound Science heavily benefits from the work that Bob Monroe did, but because technology has advanced so much over the years, many more elements can now be added to it. Like HemiSync, Monroe Sound Science is part art and part science. The audio engineer, in this case Bob Holbrook, will layer different aspects into the track, adding sound effects here or changing the phase modulation there to create a guided experience. At times, Bob Holbrook explained, the process is even rather intuitive. He told me, it's a very artistic process because the fact that we have so many parameters you can adjust. Each exercise is like making a painting. At some point, you're just relying on your intuition. The end results using Monroe Sound Science during exercises means that when you meditate with an intention, it can be specifically purposed. Bob told me, now when I create an audio meditation exercise, no two exercises are exactly the same. Each one is specific to the intent. That being said, Every person listening to the same track will have a different experience, as we all come from different places, so it's never going to be the same. By controlling more aspects of the audio tracks, listeners will be able to have their own journey, but the experience can be more productive for all listeners since it's more controlled. Although Monroe Sound Science has its artistic additions, it is still very formulaic and scientifically developed at its base, with the binaural beats and gamma patterns. We all have gamma patterns vibrating in our brains at all times. When you add more gamma through the audio technology, playing at a harmonic ratio, it can meet listeners where their natural ratios are, and then it can bring everyone's vibrations upwards or downwards depending on the intention. So each person gets something out of the exercise that is completely different to the next person. If you present multiple harmonic ratios, the Monroe Sound Science meets everyone where they are at some point, Bob added. Monroe Sound Science also provides more of the gradual incline up to the states of consciousness. Bob described the hemisync exercises as being like stairs. You would be instructed to go to the focus 10 and then wait, and then step up to focus 12 and wait. And now with the Monroe Sound Science, it's more of a smooth incline to different states of consciousness. It's more of a journey instead of a formulaic step from place to place, and it can work better as our neurology likes more fluid movements. Bob emphasized, I want to be clear, all the secrets and magic are not in the exercise. It's not the audio secret formula. These are just ways to help you get to that magic that's already inside of you, that you truly are. That's our goal, to help you discover your true talents and your abilities. And these are just really good tools to help you get there. And like the hemisync that Bob Monroe created, Monroe Sound Science supports the movement of a participant's mind-brain into specific states, but does not force or control the participant's mind-brain. Listeners must cooperate with the technology in order for it to be effective. The Monroe Sound Science is a positive tool to help people have an adventure into their expanded awareness. The Monroe Sound Science just simply has a wider range of techniques to draw from than hemisync originally did to help people achieve and to get more out of their experiences. So that's a little fun piece that we worked on a while back about the Monroe Sound Science, so you can kind of see what we're working with here with the audio technology of the Monroe Institute. Now, I could talk about this stuff all day. I'm going to tell you something that's a little bit more wild about one of the experiences I went through before I finish up telling you about my experience in Starlines earlier this week. So after I attended Gateway Voyage, during the pandemic, I did an at-home workshop. Back then, it was something you just did on your own time, called Syncreation, which was about the idea of manifestation and focusing your energy. And the thing that I loved most about it is a lot of people take that magic approach to manifestation, which I'm not really sure about, but I do believe the more that we focus on our goals and we put our energy into what we really want, the more benefit we get out of it and the more we're willing to work towards it. And there were actually exercises in there that were done basically like scientific experiments that could show you what your energy is capable of, and I just found it incredibly fascinating. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about that now. So the Monroe Institute offers an at-home course called Syncreation, as I just said, which teaches one to manifest the life they desire, heal themselves and others with energy, and begin discovering their own powers of psychokinesis. Of course, I had to try it when I read about psychokinesis. Basically, it gives one the tools to see for themselves how their energy affects the world around them. I personally wasn't sure how this course would work out for me, but I believe full-heartedly that I could harness this energy to at least project the future I want for myself. So why not give it a try? Because if you think about it, as I just said, in its base sense, manifestation makes sense. If nothing else, when one really focuses on a singular goal, in particular, over all else, it's bound to make more appearances in your life. For instance, the more you want to travel and the more you manifest it, the more you're going to look for opportunities to make travel happen because your mind is more frequently thinking about it. You will jump on or create opportunities for travel in situations where you likely wouldn't otherwise. You will think more about saving up for the big vacations you want or to put together things for yourselves. It only makes sense. So on some level, this works even if just in that base way. But the Monroe Institute did open up my mind a bit to see that there is more behind these studies. And for me, the journey to unlocking more of this was just so fulfilling. So I think the most exciting and useful part of this for me was an exercise that I did with this sin creation called growing seeds. So I used a regular bag of wheatgrass seeds. I had a control group of seeds that I wrapped in paper towels and put in a particular location away from sunlight and just kept it there. I watered these daily and that was it. And I had two other groups. There was one group I did the same thing with at first, except I charged a cup of water with my energy by holding and focusing on the water and seeing my energy and this gratitude going into the cup. I watered that group with that charged water daily at the same times as the control group, but with the control group, I just used regular water to water it. Lastly, I held a group of seeds in my hand while I meditated and charged it and saw the seeds flourishing and sent that group specific energy from my touch. And then I watered that third group daily with the charged water as well. And I kept both groups in a similar location as the first, except I kept those with me and moved them over when I meditated. So none of them were really getting direct sunlight, but they were getting water. And then one was getting charged water, and one I was actually charging physically in my hand while I meditated. Focusing my energy on it. Lo and behold, when 5 days passed and I checked on them, the control group had sprouted roots, but no real grass had grown. My group watered with the charge water had substantial more root growth and several of the seeds that had begun to sprout grass. But the group that I charged in my hand, that one really blew me away. Almost all of the seeds had sprouted, there was quite a bit of grass that had already grown, and the roots were flourishing and tangled into a big bunch together. So that was mind-blowing because basically through just this experiment, I saw that the more attention I put on these grass seeds, the more they grew. And the more direct contact I had with them, the more they grew. So that proved to me right there that we can do more than we think we can. And that there must be some way we can transfer our energy into other beings and therefore out into the universe or the world. So that was tangible evidence to me that something is going on with these studies at the Monroe Institute regarding the power of the mind. Now, they offer courses on spoon bending that are quite similar. So of course, I had to try spoon bending as well. Now, I will say this is some of the more drastic meditation. You know, there are a lot of programs just going back and working on yourself and working on your mind. But this one was too fun for me not to try. And I couldn't pass up on it. Now, when it came time for spoon bending, I was really curious here. Could I actually use the power of my mind to bend a spoon? What does that even mean? So here's the facts of what spoon bending is in real form here. What you really start doing here is warming up the spoon with your energy. So if you're focusing, you're holding it and you're focusing your energy on it and you're warming it up, eventually it's going to be warm enough in theory to be able to just bend and move. Now, what I thought was interesting was that I tried to bend a spoon before doing these meditations, and I have just my one spoon here, and I could not bend it. It doesn't really work like that. Even if you just hold it for a bit and you're like, okay, I'm gonna try to bend it, it didn't really work. But I tried for a long, long time, and when the day came, I tried all day without any success. And after trying all day with different spoons, I had my one that I actually wound up bending, and there's a whole bunch of different ones I tried. I could not bend them, but I was finally able to do this, to just bend a spoon all around in a circle at 3 a.m. I took in a great amount of energy. I breathed it in. I imagined this great light over my head and breathed, seeing it come through me and into the spoon. And after picking up the pace and doing this breathing exercise faster and faster and feeling like I'm building this energy in myself, I somehow was ready, and I somehow just went, pushed everything out and bent the spoon effortlessly all around. And then I got it on camera, too. It's actually pretty fun. And then I couldn't, bend it back afterwards. So something did happen there. I actually did not use the Monroe Sound Science for that. That was just different techniques. But the idea of this workshop that I did was teaching you that there are ways you can control your energy and focus your energy on certain things, and it does in fact affect the physical world around you. So that is another lesson to kind of incorporate into your meditation and just something to think about there that I haven't even fully developed my my theories on all the way, but it was definitely a pivotal moment for me that my meditation wasn't just internalized anymore. I've been working so much for me and my own development and working through my own intentions and problems in meditation, but this workshop showed me that it also affects those around us. And I mean, that's true on just a base form even in itself as well, because if you're in a bad mood and you go to someone who's in a good mood and you're, you know, crappy to them, then they're all of a sudden it's gonna rub off on them and they're gonna be in a bad mood. So if you think about it, we all affect each other all the time, but this was just a physical manifestation to show that your energy does affect the world around you. So there's a lot of amazing exercises at the Monroe Institute like that that should not be overlooked. If that sounds interesting to you, the take-home was called Sync Creation, but they do offer MC Squared at the Monroe Institute, and MC Squared is that program on campus in a longer form. So I definitely recommend that if that's something that floats your boat. So lastly, I guess I'll talk briefly about Starlines, which I took this week. It was quite a journey to get to Starlines. With Monroe, there are certain programs that you have to take before you kind of build your way up to others. So I started with the Gateway Voyage, which is their initial program. And then I did that Sync Creation home exercises, which was just a lot of fun. And from there, I took Lifeline. And then I could take Exploration 27, which is basically just a higher state than all the other places we had been so far, where it's more healing and focusing on your intentions and learn. That's really something that people just take so they can take Starlines, but it was actually pretty amazing. Everyone that takes Exploration 27 tells me they wound up being blown away because they almost expect nothing, but they get so much out of it because it's really a program about healing and planning, and it teaches you a lot about yourself, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And then there's Starlines. And what I really loved about Starlines that I didn't expect at all is there is actually a lot of learning about physics involved with it. There's a lot of learning about astronomy. So you kind of learn the building blocks of astronomy and all these amazingly interesting facts about our, you know, solar system, and you kind of looked and learned to shift your problems from your small persona here on Earth to the entire solar system, which then, you know, seems so large compared to who you are. And then you can kind of shift your perspective more into our galaxy, which then the solar system looks so small compared to that. And then you can shift your perspective to the cluster of galaxies around us, to then the whole big giant Lanakia, a super cluster of stars that's all kind of going to this center point, the great attractor that everything in the universe is drawn to. So you learn so much in itself about astronomy and how the universe works, like actually on a physical level, that made this program just so magical and incredible for me. So just on the scientific and the learning side of it, it was a lot more like school than I intended it to be. And I actually loved that because I love learning. The first day they kind of gave us the bullet points of what we would be doing. And I'm like, whoa, what did I get into? Was not expecting it at all, but it was really fascinating. And then on top of that, you get that meditative shift in perspective of, you know, meditating on all these different perspectives about our universe and how big it really is. And, you know, they use sounds that that NASA has pulled from outer space in the meditations. And it's really just another world. It's an out of this world experience. I mean, it's something that's so wild. And you know, we also learned a lot about, or at least refreshed the idea of the electromagnetic spectrum and how that maps different stars and nebulas and galaxies in our sky, and the different wavelengths in which certain things can be seen there. And, you know, it's a process you can kind of almost apply to the perspectives in which you're looking at your meditation. So it's a very interesting journey that you wouldn't expect. And I guess for me, there were two things that really just stood out that were these wild experiences while I'm in these heavy, heavy states of awareness. And one of them was, you know, I'm in a meditation and I'm experiencing, like, you know, just this adventure here in my mind. And then we move on and I go to have a different adventure in the same meditation, but I stay at this first place and then somehow also experience this new adventure. So somehow I started experiencing two different things at the same time in my mind, almost like a split screen for a movie. And I was able to feel them both at the same time while also kind of feeling the differences in between them and the contrast between the two, which was unlike anything I've ever experienced before. And I think even saying it, I'm kind of sounding like a crazy person, but my ideas on perspective and how I perceive the world in every way were definitely challenged and developed more and changed or shifted throughout this program. And in the same way, I mean, there was a final exercise that kind of just took you as high as you're going to go into this altered state of consciousness, or as expanded as you could be. I don't know if high is the right word because you're not high, but, you know, if you're into this expanded state. And, you know, I could fully understand and see all of a white light as a whole, but then the rainbow that is all created and pulled together to absorb, to create the white light. So I could see all aspects of it while also seeing it together as a whole. So again, like I said, the shifts in perspective were just very, very wild. And again, I will reiterate, you know, you're not on any drugs or alcohol. Like, this is all just your own meditation that's being guided by this audio stimulation. So there were some incredible, incredible things that happened. And it really, I mean, took me to a place where I almost, for the first time in my life, felt completely enlightened and really just healed and in control and at peace. So definitely, if you're interested in finding that inner peace and working on yourself, on learning about creating intentions for your life or to work through your problems, I definitely recommend starting a Gateway Voyage with the Monroe Institute, testing out the audio technology, seeing if it's right for you, and then seeing where your journey wants to take you. And if you feel compelled to go all the way up through to star lines, I highly recommend it, because, I mean, especially if you like astrophysics or, you know, space or any of that. I mean, it's something that really, if nothing else, is incredibly interesting. And the idea of meditating on the greater concepts of space and our global center and, you know, the black hole that's in the middle of our galactic center. And I mean, just things like that really will forever, I think, shift and change your perspective. And again, it all comes back to the scientific base, which is what I really like about it so much. And when you're at the Monroe Institute, you can have sessions, if you'd like, in their booth, if it's available, and they'll map out your brain activity on some of these meditations, which is just really cool. Highly recommend it. The Monroe Institute was something, like I said, I accidentally stumbled into while filming my TV show and then fell in love with. And then now I actually, you know, write for them too, which is just a dream come true, honestly, in this realm of all the wonderfully strange things that I experience and get to be a part of. Anyway, I feel like I've talked about this for quite some time now. I hope you enjoyed a little first, kind of partial deep dive into my meditation experiences. There's definitely a lot more that can be said, so we'll probably cover more about the Monroe Institute at a later time. And until next time, everybody, stay weird.